This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Matt Slick doesn't take any Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
And then you go to Matthew 13, the parable of the wheat and the tares, where the wheat are the good and the tares are the bad. And it says in verse 30, at the time of the harvest, I'll say to the reapers, first gather up the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them up. The first ones gathered are the tares. That's the unbelievers.
Right.
That's okay. What Jesus says in Matthew 13:30. And then finally, when you go to 13:40, just as the tares are gathered up and burned with fire, so shall it be at the end of the age. Now check this out. The Son of Man will send forth his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all stumbling blocks and those who commit lawlessness. So this is what Jesus is teaching, and it's not what is being taught from far too many pulpits.
Number 5.
You're saying translations are bad. That's what you're saying.
A lot of it's been tampered with. You're allowed to
how do you know?
A lot of the translations.
How do you know they've been tampered
by my
with?
By my travels and my traveling to Israel, Jerusalem, Rome, and Greece. And I advise people to start traveling and get knowledge because a lot of this stuff has been...
Well, I've traveled also. I've traveled also to Jerusalem and to the seven churches in Turkey. I just learned stuff that confirmed what the Bible says, even in the English. So you got to give me something specific. You can't just say subjectively...
Now with the Israel, those are not the original Jews. Everything in Israel is not true. I mean...
The original Jews died a couple thousand years ago, and their descendants are here. So these are the descendants of the original Jews.
Number 4.
Should Christians celebrate Halloween?
Well, here's the thing. In 1 Corinthians 10, there's an instance of people eating meat sacrificed to idols. And they say, no, you shouldn't do that. And Paul says, no, you can do that. You can eat meat sacrificed to idols. They're nothing. It's not going to hurt you. Okay, but don't do it to stumble anybody else. Don't let your freedom be a stumbling block for anybody else. The point I draw out of that is that there are things that have a bad, so to speak, origin. But because we're free in Christ, we can participate in things as long as we do it without sin. So can we go door to door? Would I take my kids door to door? Knowing who I am and what I do for a living, I'd say, yeah, heck yeah. As long as they're dressed up in something innocuous, a little rabbit, a bunny, or, you know, but not a demon and, you know, something like that. Could they dress up as Iron Man? Of course. And so I don't have any problem with that.
Number 3.
Should the magistrates enforce biblical law? Those are yes and a no. They should if they're going to be led by the Lordship of Jesus Christ, and all those in power are servants of our Lord. We don't live in a situation like that. We have to be careful when we do, because people often misuse their power, as you can see by just looking on TV.
So you are saying that they should enforce, suppress idolatry, blasphemy,
well,
things like that?
Well, we have to be careful. You see, what the government is obligated to do, ultimately, is serve God, the true and living God. Governments are established by God, and they should be there to administer the truth.
Number 2.
God would never elect somebody just to go to heaven or hell. He would never do that. Why? Well, because Jesus is the blonde-haired, blue-eyed Caucasian surfer dude, and he's nice, and he won't do that kind of a thing. But how do you know? Because he wouldn't. How do you know? Because I say so. Because he wouldn't. And that's it. Because he loves everybody. Does
that's
he?
Right.
Show him Psalm 5:5. God hates those who do iniquity. Does he love everybody? Well, that just means he loves them less. That's not what it says. It doesn't say he loves them less. It says he hates them. I show this to people. Right. And then they go, no, it can't mean that. Why? Because Jesus is the blonde-haired, blue-eyed Caucasian surfer dude dressed in a woman's nightgown at the door of your heart, asking for permission to come in to your heart because you're the sovereign of your own life.
And you know what? And they don't understand that there are three characteristics about our God. He gives us justice, mercy, and also grace. And sometimes you don't get grace, and sometimes you don't get mercy, and sometimes you just get justice. And people don't like when God shows justice.
No, they don't.
They want him to always show grace and mercy.
Yep, you're right.
Number 1!
The hypostatic union deals with Jesus, and it means that Jesus as one person has two natures, the divine nature and the human nature. We have the attributes of divinity, the divine, and the attributes of humanity, the human, that are in the one person. And so Jesus, the one person, says, I am hungry, or I'm thirsty, and I'll be with you always, even to the end of the earth. This deals with the hypostatic union.
I didn't realize it would be that simple.
It's easy.
I have an international standard biblical encyclopedia. I had looked through it and never could find it.
Well, there is this website that I know about called CAR.
I don't have a computer.
Oh, do you have a phone? Do you have a smartphone?
No. I'm antediluvian.
You actually use that word. That is awesome. I never hear people use that word, antediluvian. That is awesome. It means folks before the flood. Wow. That's awesome.
You guys give up or you're thirsty for more?
And now the end is near.
This is the end, beautiful friend.
I always trust a guy named Matt Slick on the radio.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.
Say, what would you do if you were a new Christian and you didn't have a Bible? It's Michael Woolworth, by the way, from Bible League International, and you'd probably say, well, I'd hop in my car, I'd go to a Christian bookstore, or I'd have one shipped to me. What if those weren't options? You'd say, well, I'm new to the faith. I need to know what it means to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. You know, you would pray that someone, anyone, would bring you a Bible. And that's exactly the way it is for literally millions of Christians around the world. They're part of our spiritual family. They're new to the faith. They want to know what it means to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. But God has them planted where it's very difficult to access a Bible. And that's why the Truth Network and Bible League have teamed up to send God's Word to 3,500 Bible-less believers around the globe. Our campaign is called The World Needs the Word. $5 sends a Bible, $100 sends 20, every gift matched. Make your most generous gift by calling 800-YES-WORD, 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 or give at truthnetwork.com.